Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The most valuable things in our lives are invisible, intangible to the human senses. First and foremost, we're talking about the wisdom of God. When we have His wisdom, everything else falls into place in our lives. God's Word says that we should pursue Him, not money. I've often taught that we shouldn't chase money. We should chase God. Then money will chase us.
Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Happy, blessed, considered fortunate, to be admired is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, and the man who gains understanding and insight, learning from God's word and life's experiences. For wisdom's profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain is better than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for compares with her in value."
If we have wisdom, we can gain wealth. But without wisdom, even if we get wealth, it will soon disappear. Wisdom allows us to make the right decisions in every area of our lives. Increased wisdom moves us outside of our comfort zone.
Proverbs 4, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The beginning of wisdom is, get skillful in godly wisdom. It is preeminent. And with all your acquiring, get understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation."
How do we get wisdom? We seek it. Do you read your Bible on a daily basis? It's either yes you do or no you don't. Not reading our Bible on a regular, make that daily basis, well, it's foolishness. Why wouldn't we read? And why shouldn't we read? And we should read the one book that has the answers to every question we'll ever face. If we're too busy to read the Bible, well, we need to rearrange our priorities. President Ronald Reagan once said, "Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face." Do we take notes on what we've read? When reading the Word, we need to provoke ourselves to ask the following questions. What does that scripture say? Have I read this passage in several different translations? What does this passage mean when read in the context of biblical times? How can I apply these scriptures to my daily life? Does the Holy Spirit bring things to your remembrance as you read and take notes?
John 14, verse 26 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you."
Hallelujah. Personalize the last part of that verse. He will teach Samuel all things, and he'll cause Samuel to recall, will remind him of, he will remind him of, bring to his remembrance everything that I've told Samuel. When seeking wisdom, financial or otherwise, do we know what's required to discover the knowledge of God?
In Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible, "The pursuit of wisdom brings security. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that your ear is attentive to skillful and godly wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, seeking it conscientiously and striving for it eagerly. Yes, if you cry out for insight and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek skillful and godly wisdom as you would silver and search for her as you would hidden treasures, then you will understand the reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome, and discover the knowledge of God.
And discover the knowledge of God. See, not just wisdom, but the pursuit of wisdom brings security. If you'll receive our words, well, we have a choice. We can receive them or not, but it's difficult to receive something. Now hear this. It's difficult to receive something you're not looking for. The commands, instructions of God should be our most precious and prized possessions. As we pursue wisdom, we will discover that we become more perceptive and quicker to pick up on and understand the Word of God. It's not enough to hear wisdom. We must apply what we've learned in our daily lives. Have you ever wanted something so badly that you cried out to God for your answer in prayer? According to the scripture, we should be crying out to God for more insight into his word. As we cry out for that insight, we should also ask for understanding. If we seek skillful and godly wisdom as we would silver, bringing money into our lives will change. If we become as passionate about wisdom as we are making our hours on the job, things will begin to change dramatically in our lives. We trade 8 hours of our lives every day on the job. Oftentimes, we even take courses to improve our performance in the workplace. What would happen if we pursued wisdom with the same intensity and commitment as we do our jobs? Can you imagine how your current reality would be improved? The last 5 words of Proverbs 2:5, I said it a moment ago. Discover the knowledge of God. When we have the knowledge of God, we'll use wisdom in every financial decision we make. As we said at the beginning of the call, don't chase money, chase God. Then money will chase you. Now let's go a little further. The scripture says, let me just say this. The scriptures we've discussed thus far are used by some people to discourage wealth, when in actuality they are for the purpose of balancing wealth with righteousness. These scriptures are not meant to prevent wealth, but to encourage proper priorities in relationship to wealth.
For example, Proverbs 16, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver." And in Proverbs 8, verse 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible, "That I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth and true riches, and that I may fill their treasuries."
We need to compare these two verses, and when we do, we'll quickly see how they balance each other. For what good is money without the wisdom to use it? As I said, if we go to work every day, we're making a trade. We're trading 8 hours of our life for money. What is this trade worth? It's worth the value we place on our lives. What value does God place on his children? I mean, after all, he sent his only son to die that we might have life, not only eternally, but abundantly as well.
Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Do not weary yourself with the overwhelming desire to gain wealth. Cease from your own understanding of it. When you set your eyes on wealth, it is suddenly gone, for wealth certainly makes itself wings like an eagle that flies to the heavens."
I hope that in hearing Proverbs 23, 4, and 5, and I encourage you to read it again during the day, but in hearing that, we know the scripture states that we should not labor to be rich, but to cease from our own wisdom. We should not use our own wisdom to get rich. God's word teaches us to forsake the world's ways of making money, to follow his economic principles. Until we understand money, we're going to have great difficulty controlling it. If you were to take some money out of your pocket and place it in the middle of the room, by itself, it won't do any good and it won't do any harm. The truth of the matter is this. Money is neither good nor bad. You see, whoever controls the money makes the decisions how to use the money. We spend our money properly, providing for our family and supporting our churches. We are prospering those in God's kingdom. If we use our money to reach unbelievers with the gospel, we're advancing God's kingdom. However, we use our money for evil purposes, then our money is, well, working for the kingdom of darkness. Money, we've said this many times, money is letting what's in you come out. You can see, you see how you spend the money determines whether your money does good or bad things. The amount of money that you have will greatly influence your ability to bring your moral values into the earth. When you have plenty of money, it'll give you the freedom to do the good things you want to do, when you want to do them, and how you want to do them. It becomes easy to see that if people with strong Christian character control the majority of the money, the world's wealth, God's promises would be properly funded throughout the world. Hallelujah. Having said that, please understand that money without wisdom often leads a person to make foolish mistakes.
Ecclesiastes 7, verses 11 and 12 in the Message Bible says, "Wisdom is better when it's paired with money, especially if you get both while you're still living. Double protection, wisdom and wealth, plus the bonus. Wisdom energizes its owner."
Now, that's what we call a 1-2 punch. And clearly, that's what the Lord had in mind when it comes to talking about money. In the teaching today, we've talked about keys to wealthy wisdom. Some of them are so fundamental that, unfortunately, we take it for granted. We should never take for granted the time we spend in God's presence in prayer. We should never take for granted. Now, well, I know a little bit of the Bible. I know the Bible. Now, if you haven't read it today, you don't know it. Because every day, revelation is fresh in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.